Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Good morning. Welcome to episode 33 of Sunday Morning Coming Down. Big news here. We had a scare, a health scare in the family. Wife had a mammogram come back a little wonky. And when that happens, you then go through an additional series of imaging. I want you to know that she's okay. It ended up being fine. So that's great. But it's an interesting story because it shows, I wonder how you are with your spouse as it relates to scary moments or health-related issues. So my wife and I are diametrically opposed on this topic. When she has a health issue, my instinct is that it could be nothing. So my protocol is, until it's something, it's nothing. So if you see something on a mammogram, it just means that there's something there. We don't know what it is yet. Now my wife, my lovely wife, she goes to the extreme. It could be something. I want to just explain to you how different these are a couple sentences my spouse said to me during the 72 hours of uncertainty with the scare. She told me that I should remarry. I should be careful, though, make sure it's a nice woman. She told me if our dog Riggins happened to pass at the same time as she did, that maybe he could be in the casket with her, cuddling with her. So that's helpful. These were the types of conversations we were having in our Archie Bunker chairs for 3 days. It was a lot. I think my favorite moment of comic relief, the only time I actually laughed during all of this, was she was sobbing in bed at one point and just said, "Big boobs make big problems." Oh, man. I tell you that not to make light of this, quite the opposite. You know, we went from, you know, my wife would cry watching The Voice to really being terrified for a couple days. And there's nothing quite like waking up in the morning with a sense of worry or dread. And we did that for a few days. And when that is lifted, it is quite a powerful thing. It's a good reminder that even as we head into another lockdown here in quarantine, that, you know, there's inconvenient and there's bad. There's scary and there's frustrating. And so when you're faced with the former, it does give you some perspective. I can't tell you how wonderful it was when we got the all clear a couple days later to be back, you know, to watching television in separate rooms. I think I had 6 beers watching the first Gopher game of the season, and just to have our worries be just the normal BS, not the big scary stuff. The other thing that's just amazing is with my wife is she just has a switch. So she is on level 15 out of 10 from the start. So it's not even that she might have something or that the thing she has might spread. It's that her entire body has already been ravaged by sickness, an aggressive form, and it's now only showing up in the imaging. But the second that she's okay, she'll get back into the car. You can't go into the doctor together, so she'll get back into the car. You know, I can see her wiping the tear from her eye, and then she just will look at me and be like, I really need to get to Costco. So that is a nice thing, that it just, it goes from 0 to 100 and 100 to zero. Well, we are giving thanks that the scare was just a scare, and it is Thanksgiving week. I'd like to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays. I want to specifically wish a good friend of the podcast, Boz, Dave, Eden Prairie Dave, the Boz. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a lot of warmth and kindness and good memories and happiness to you, Boz, as you have Thanksgiving. So a couple of things on Thanksgiving. You got to start early. It's going to be a weird one, right? We can't get together this year. We're not supposed to get together. We were going to host something, but then we had the scare, and I think everything was feeling a little bit weird, so we're just going to be doing it with my son and my wife and I. But a couple general rules to maximize Thanksgiving. You got to start early. Don't do this 3 o'clock crap. You should be starting at 11 a.m. I think you should get dressed up, too. You know, you should be wearing nice clothes, even if you're just at home with your immediate family. You should eat early the first time. You should then lay on the floor at some point, because that's, to me, one of the most important Thanksgiving traditions, is that grown men lay on the carpeted floor at some point. And then you should have leftovers before bed, and that's typically a bun. You basically make Thanksgiving sandwiches. So absolutely one of the best holidays. You know, triple header of football, start early. You know, if it's warm enough, maybe you go out in the backyard and throw the football around. I did swing into Catronio's and saw Heartache and asked him, what's he pushing for Thanksgiving? And he said, as a matter of fact, I got this thing called cow pie. It's made by Travis Hassey. Cow pie, it's basically a Bailey's meets Kahlua. On the bottle, it says chocolate, caramel, vanilla. I tasted it. He had a bottle behind the counter. And it is the type of drink at your Thanksgiving. You get some good ice cubes, some big squares or some big circles. Put one in a glass and just have a little bit of this cow pie. It's the kind of thing even your kids, you know, if you got a 18-year-old kid and you're at home, maybe you give them a glass of cow pie, act like the Europeans do. But it is wonderful. I would say a better form of Bailey's is my take on it. It looks like it's from Springfield Corners, Wisconsin, which I don't love. I prefer it was Minnesota, but the tagline on the side says, open your pie holes, people, and enjoy. Yeah, that's not bad. I accept that marketing. So check that out. Check out some Travis Hassey cow pie over Thanksgiving. I did, my brother was getting into the good ice, and instead of paying like $45 to get an ice maker off of Esquire magazine, he's found Target sells these square ice cube trays. So I have two of those loaded up in the freezer. I hope that they're making good ice. I'd like to try some cow pie with the family over Thanksgiving. November, you'll recall, after several mishaps to start or end October and start November, that I've been on lockdown before the state was on lockdown. I've been putting the no in November. I've been putting the slow in Slovember. And I'm doing pretty good. I have been been just staying home a lot. I've been trying to live a cozy life, you know, if that makes sense to you. You know, if you've ever watched one of these shows like The Crown or Downton Abbey, where the entire episode of every show feels like Cabernet in a decanter. I've been trying to live my life like that. And what that means is I've been using this new phrase. When it comes to a buzz, I'm trying to catch and release. I think at the end of last month and the start of this month, every time I went out, it was a trophy fish. I was mounting my evening on the wall, whether that was burned chest hair or I don't even remember what, or a Hedgie's pizza on my shirt and a trail through my backyard from the White Bear Bar. I am catching and release. I might still get a buzz, but I'm going to catch and release. I'm going to set that buzz right down by the side of the boat. Maybe, you know, get it comfortable again and let it swim away. You know, and I'm not saying there might not be some fish that rise to the top of the water and float, but at this point, I'm in catch and release mode when it comes to my buzzes, and it's going pretty well. I do feel like I'm hiding a little bit. I'm getting texts from people like, hey, this person, and this person are at the White Bear Bar, you know, but I went out the last night before the lockdown, and it was a big night, and I know when it's that night before the lockdown, every bar is trying to use you as human trash cans, just unloading their kegs and just pumping you full of all that. So I did opt out last night and just kind of hunkered down. So November, slow-vember, living that cozy life, being a cozy boy, it's been good. Something that hasn't been good, my wife told me last episode I had 4 or 5 burps. I don't know if that's true, but she doesn't like it when I kind of make noises like that, or maybe kind of half burp. But I was trying to explain to her it's not easy to talk for 30 minutes in a microphone yourself, and sometimes stuff happens. But I made a little bit of content this week. I typically do the hockey hair for the high school tournament, and I did a master's version of that, called it the green scrunchie. And the reason I mention that is I was so happy to be making something. And I wonder how many of our listeners are creative people. And this is me telling you to put yourself out there. 4 words that we say a lot on this podcast. But I made this dumb little video. I watched the Masters all weekend. I watched with a couple buddies one day, and I just found myself laughing at some mustaches and some of the hair, and there was a text thread, multiple text thread going with the guys talking about, you know, if I had a dream team, if I was starting a strange, you know, cult of men with long hair that play golf, you know, who would I pull into that first? And, cause that's a normal text thread, but I built this thing, put it out there. You know, some people saw it, you know, and I'm not saying it was a hit by any means, but it felt so good to be making something and almost to exhale. I just remember sitting in the office. I stayed up till 2 a.m. finishing this thing. And 3 o'clock the next day, I was just kind of sitting there. I had a little tobacco, and I just kind of sat there, and it just felt good to put yourself out there to make things. And I know Sean Avery talks about content vampires, and you know, don't just be someone who eats at the buffet. You know, try to find a way to put yourself out there, and that might not be the same way as me. That might not be a podcast in your basement or a weird iMovie dissecting Australian golfers' mustaches, but there is a way for everyone to put themselves out there, to be creative, to share their true self, and I would encourage you to do that. I'm going to finish this little banter section. I used to do these texts to my buddies, the Gordo Cinco, the Cinco Grande, the 5 guys that we used to take guys' trips with when you could do things. But I used to have this thing called the Daily Kinger, I think in some ways this podcast is the audiobook version of the Daily Kinger. But if I was doing a Daily Kinger, this is the type of random stuff I would be talking about today. I don't like COVID advertising. And I want you to pay attention to this. So the Masters was a great example. Most of the ads for the Masters said, they went out of their way to say, even though this year there won't be fans, in the strangest year of all, the Masters is still awesome. Okay? Now, there was one ad with a John Prine song that simply was, the Masters is awesome. Which ad would you rather watch in your living room? The one that takes 10 seconds to remind you what we're going through, or the one that just gives you the full 30 seconds of the thing you like? So please stop making COVID ads. Stop acknowledging the context. Stop. Just stop. Put good things into the world. Don't put a mask on the good things and put them into the world. Just when it's advertising, it can just be joy. Second thing, has anyone noticed double authentication going crazy? Why is it that every time I log into something now, it's like it happened in the last month? I don't know if this was the election. I mean, we have a Spotify account that I think half of White Bear Lake High School uses. We can never really get on the same page, even with our own family. I think my brother in St. Louis Park, you know, is using half of our cable. But I think there's been a huge crackdown on this. All I know is every time I sign in, I have to do five different things. And I think it's going to work, sad to say. But, shout out to Jake Klein on the Spotify. You may not be able to use it in the near future. I have expensive underwear. I wear $18 underwear. The only part of me that looks like Marky Mark is the Calvin Klein underwear. If you were to cut me off at the waistline and right at the top of the thigh, I would look exactly like him. But I've noticed recently, I believe, that most of my $18 underwear have been sent off to college with my son, or they're in his bin in his room. This is upsetting to me. I love my son, but he has not lived long enough or worked hard enough to possibly deserve $18 underwear. That's just something that's out there for me. It's right top of mind. I also have noticed all of my friends are on these different video services. It's YouTube TV. It's all of these cobbled together services. But here's the problem. No one except for me, with my old-fashioned Xfinity cable that I probably pay $300 a month for, I'm the only one living in the present. So when we watch a football game together and we're on the group text or golf or whatever, I'm the only one seeing the putt roll in when it rolls in. I'm the only one seeing Harrison Smith intercept the pass. Everybody else is 2 minutes behind, or a minute behind, or 30 seconds behind. I got to ask you, isn't it worth the extra money to actually see things when they happen? I don't know. I just can't get, that's a hard one for me. I don't know. I don't think it's worth it to trade the moment for, you know, saving a little bit of money. I want to finish with, we've actually got some Sunday morning coming down hats at the Minnesotan, which is great because I don't need to know what size you are. I can probably start giving these away. You can buy them and not have to try them on if we're in lockdown. So check those out. I think they're pretty cool. I'll put them on our Instagram as well. I am getting ready. So right after Thanksgiving, heading down to Naples for the what I'm calling, it's a pilgrimage to the greatest ribs on the planet. I was talking to Lou the other day, and I don't know if it's a pilgrimage or a pilgrim ribs, pilgrimage down to Naples to see these championship ribs, 41 years in the making. Lou was quite upset that I gave a lengthy amount of time to Outback Steakhouse. last time. He considers them a competitor. They are his Apollo Creed, as he is Rocky Balboa. I apologize about that. All glory to Mickle Bobs. And, you know, he also wants you to know he's sold out of ribs. He can't ship them for the holidays. They are sold out. So if you were late on the draw or you were thinking about doing it, I want you to know that they're gone. You can't do it. He's taken the button off his website. So if you want to text Lou and just congratulate him because you can't buy anything, he's at 612-360-4378. Maybe you want to buy some sauce. Who knows? But I'm going down there. I'm going to see this thing for myself on my pilgrimage to the Mecca of ribs, and I'm going to check it out. I might eat there twice. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So we got a question this week from a loyal listener. I will say this question made me second guess myself a little bit, which is okay, but it was something I hadn't thought about, and when he brought it to my attention, I realized he was pointing something out that was true.
Hey, King. This is the better-looking half of the Kenyon Brothers tandem. I'm sending you a note today for the podcast or a few questions. And they surround the month of November. Now, you've been quite clear in the podcast that this is the month of no for you. I think we all understand why. You've been quite eloquent in your storytelling as to why this is the month of no. My question or concern is really what happened to the month of Movember? As the finest connoisseur of hair I know, you were always an active participant in the month of Movember, which is where men who typically don't grow facial hair for the entire month of Movember. Has the COVID purge just taken all the steam out of Movember? Are you just quitting on it? Is it no longer have any sex appeal to the month of Movember? I know typically in the past it's been maybe connected to hockey. And of course, with hockey in a dumpster fire right now because of COVID, is there just no steam behind Movember? I'm asking all of this because in the middle of October, I decided to participate this year in the month of Movember. Why middle of October? Because I cheated. I don't grow facial hair quite as quickly as others, so I decided to start growing a goatee in the middle of October. Now, fast forward 1 month into the middle of the month of Movember, and I'm sporting a rather healthy goatee. But I'm at a crossroads. And I'm at a crossroads because, number one, the finest connoisseur of hair I know is not even talking about the month of Movember, let alone participating in it. Is that a train that I got on that everybody already got off of? And then number two, the other reason I'm at a crossroad is I didn't look this far ahead. We're in the middle of a mask mandate. So anytime I go out in public, nobody can see what I've been working on for the better part of a month. Is this been just a colossal waste of time? So help me understand, Kinger. What do I do? Do I just quit and shave it all off? Do I maybe go out in public with my mask, but periodically sneak the mask down so people can get a glimpse? Do I even just maybe cut off the bottom and just leave the mustache? Or do I just quit altogether, shave it all off, chalk it up to missing the boat once again, and just getting back to normal? Out.
Holy shit. Oh, man. Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Okay, let's talk about this. I have been a card-carrying member of Movember historically. I actually used to do what I called Novembeard, you know, trying to be different, not invented here syndrome. But I love the beard because as a little bit bigger guy, it brings my jawline back. It gives you that cozy feeling on Thanksgiving, you know, when your nieces are coming around and you're the, you know, Uncle John with the beard. I noticed this the other day. A guy we play hockey with, has an amazing mustache right now. It is so good that I noticed he was having some trouble stick handling on the ice, because I believe when he looks down, he can't see the puck as well. I talked to him afterwards. I said, man, what's going on? I mean, can you even stick handle with that, you know, that caterpillar under your nose? And he said, well, you know, it's been hard. I feel like a dog, you know, with a cone on, because I got hot spots. And I said, you sure do have a hot spot. It's right beneath your nose with that piece of gold. But he's in the military as well. And he was on the opposite side of this. I will tell the Kenyan, he can keep his mustache secretly because he's covering it up with a mask whenever he does drill for the reserve. So that is kind of the flip side of this. But to answer your question, this thing came to a head for me personally a few years back. Probably a couple years ago. I had been going through a series of Movembers, Novembeards, and my wife is not a huge fan of the facial hair, doesn't even like the beard, and sure as hell doesn't like the handlebar mustache, the Deadwood swear engine, which was kind of my favorite style. At one point, she said to me, how would you like it if once a year for an entire month, I didn't shave my legs? And it was called leguary or something. And I didn't shave my legs. And that was just something me and my girlfriends all did. That's what it's like for me, she said, when you have facial hair. She likes a little stubble, but not a beard. And not a mustache. So that is why I quit. But I will say this year, I didn't even really know. I think the COVID, you're right. I was just confused. The first time I really was reminded of this, besides the glorious Tuesday night hockey mustache, was college hockey. I started watching the Gophers against Penn State this weekend, and there were just absolutely outstanding mustaches on both Penn State and Minnesota. So clearly the one piece of hockey that has been protected because of testing, college hockey, is Movember is alive and well. It is all American Movember. Turn on the Big Ten Network sometime. But I think, you know, I always say life is a theme party. It's fun to participate in things. If I'm at a restaurant and there's a little cart going around and there's some tequila company testing margaritas, as cheesy as that might be, I'm going to say, that's what you guys are doing. Let's do it. We'll do that too. So I think, you know, life is a theme party. Get your costume. I'm on board. I did run into a little interference here with the wife in this particular area. As for your situation, Mr. Kenyon, man, goatee, and you can't show it. Wow. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't really like those clear shields. They kind of scare me, the welder shield. Although, we're going to go with this. If your goatee is high quality enough and it's fierce, and you can get on Amazon and get a shield, a welder shield instead of a mask, and you're just walking around and it looks like, you know, you're just flipping that shield up and down and everybody can see your goose gossage. You know, everybody else is having turkey. You're cooking up a goose gossage in your welder's mask. Yeah, that's what I would say. Spend the money, $40-$45. Pick up a clear shield. Let those dogs bark, you know, let it out, let people see it. You've put in too much time. And if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So I'm fine with the October start as well. All right, we're going to finish quick drinking story. Got to talk about Will Anderson Insurance. I'm not going to play that voicemail from last week because I don't want to make that gentleman think I'm giving him a hard time with his testimonial. I just love the voice dictation with the period for emphasis. But I will tell you, when you're sitting around this year and you're doing Thanksgiving, I personally like having my insurance with someone I know and someone specifically that's participating in the community. I don't know if he's doing Movember. I don't know if he's got any hair on his face. I'm not sure he can grow facial hair, to be honest with you. Don't judge him for that. But I just like, I just rather give that money to a person that I know is buying hockey jerseys, you know, running events, coming up with a small business takeout Tuesday. I saw that Willie was behind. I bought a turkey sandwich from Pezzo last week. So he's just in it. He's in it with us. And that's not true of Flo. That's not true of the Gecko. That's not true of the Good Hands, whoever these people are. I'd rather do my insurance with Will Anderson, because as a rule, stupidity is covered. I'm going to finish this with a fun story. I'm going to make it quick. Australia, St. Patrick's Day, Pearl Jam concert. What could go wrong? This is 95, probably. And we had to sleep out to get these tickets. I remember this because one of my wingman the entire time I was in Australia made out with the girl sleeping out next to us, even though it was so dark he couldn't even really see what she looked like. I can't remember when the sun came up if he was happy about his choice or not, but we get tickets, and the problem was it was St. Patrick's Day, so we went to the Irish pubs to start. I was drinking only Guinness, and at this time, Pearl Jam did this amazing thing when they would start shows. They turned all the lights off in the entire stadium, and they came on stage, and they played a song called Release. It's like a 12-minute song. It's just it's a bastard song on the jukebox, because you put that thing in for 50 cents, you get your money's worth. But it's a grower, not a shower, as they would say. But this is where I was at by the time the concert started. I just started taking off my clothes. That is the only song I remember from the concert. And I have this built-in feature as a drinker. I call it the Roomba. I go back to my charging station. So if I am out over my skis and I know that I'm too drunk, I just go back. I just come home to the charging station. So I told the guys I was getting cash. Next morning, I woke up. I don't even know how I did this. I might have taken mass transit. I might have walked the whole way. But I woke up in my dorm room in Melbourne University. I had a torn American flag shirt on the ground. And I was just sitting there. I probably even had my bottle of water next to me on the bed because, I mean, I just went into full zombie Roomba mode and got home. But I'm going to finish that song with Release. There's a lyric in there. Oh, dear Dad, can you see me now? I am myself like you somehow. I'll ride the wave where it takes me. Enjoy your Thanksgivings out there. Appreciate what you have. Be thankful. And ride the wave where it takes you. Get it.